Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Just because you move doesn't mean you can't get there, Miles.
I got to close up all my beverages now.
Yeah, I need to put this on top of my drink.
So these are some old school frozen foods that people don't really eat anymore. Mm. You guys know when the frozen dinner was invented?
I'm going to say for consumers to eat, I'm going to guess the 30s.
I'll say 50s.
Yeah, I was going 50s. I'll go 60s then.
1953.
Woot woot. Then again, a lot of people didn't really have freezers back in the day. You might have an ice chest, but not necessarily a freezer.
Ted, were you one of those families that had the set of TV dinner trays? There were four of them
in
the living room, and you could always just pop one out.
If you got to use the TV tray,
oh, it was a good
day,
man.
That was like a big night.
Yeah.
You didn't have to sit at the
table. Super Bowls on something.
Right. But it was also a fun reason to go to grandma's house. Because my grandma and granddad, by the time I'm a kid, they ate in front of the TV every night.
Sure.
So it was, they're retired. So, you went to grandma's house for dinner, you're like, oh, sweet, we could watch TV.
All right, before you get to this list, I'm just curious.
By the way, for the record, Bird's Eye is the company that invented flash freezing foods, but TV dinners didn't evolve until 1953. The Swanson Company ordered too many turkeys and invents the turkey dinner.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right, so, if I opened your freezer right now, obviously there's ice and all that, but I mean,
I have no ice.
You have no ice?
Wow. I know.
Do you have ice trays?
I do not.
You don't have, ice in your home at all.
Nope, ice free.
Is that a conscious effort?
No, I just don't use ice.
So
I drink
no
everything out of cans.
All right.
Or cold water or bottles.
Hmm.
So then my buddy came over to watch F1 and he had his backpack and he said, I'm going to make us some espresso martinis. I said, man, that sounds great. He goes, you don't have any ice. I said, nope, my mom's not in town. Joe hasn't been over, so no ice. That is very strange.
That is weird.
That is,
really weird.
So I was completely wrong. So you don't have ice. What frozen foods do you have? And I don't mean frozen meat for later. But
currently, I have Phillips crab cakes, mini crab cakes.
Oh, nice.
One single package of White Castle cheeseburgers.
All right.
And then chicken nuggets and chicken wings and some frozen veggies.
Hmm. I know I have some chicken nuggets in there for the kids. I say the kids, I am too. Two of Rao's pizzas. One of them going down tonight. And I found out last night we had, I guess it's the Trader Joe's orange chicken.
Oh, nice. See, I've got a bag of Trader Joe's chicken fried rice.
Oh,
and nice. I've got a big bag of buffalo chicken wings that I got from the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York.
Right. Nice. What's in your freezer, Mike?
I got a lot of ice packs, a lot of frozen fruits. Let's see. And then
I do have ice packs.
Yeah.
Just no ice.
Okay.
Okay. And then I do have a big old tub of ice because I've got ice cube trays. The entire bottom shelf is all just ice and cold.
Okay.
And then we've got frozen fruits. We've got a couple of Amy's mac and cheeses.
Ooh, strong, man. All right.
And that's pretty much it. Not much in the way of defrosted and eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. Because I know we have the pizzas. I know we have nuggets. We don't have the orange chicken anymore because my son made it for himself last night.
Attaboy.
Yeah, no.
That's good stuff, actually, man. For two.
And they're not.
For two different meals.
Yeah, and he's 13, so to him it's just one big meal. Look at this, perfect.
Perfect size.
Perfect amount, yeah.
Nobody's paying me to say this, but the Costco chicken breast chunk nuggets,
mm-hmm.
they are delicious.
Breaded, all that?
They are, but they're closer to like a Chick-fil-A nugget.
Hmm. Okay, I got you.
As opposed to like a dino nugget or your
sandwich. So they're all different shapes. They're real. They're real white meat.
Right, as far as nuggets go, they seem to be the realest. You know what I'm saying? They keep it real, dog.
You ever see the nuggets on a living chicken? Change your life.
I have one. That's why. All right. So, number 10 on this list. These are frozen fruits no one eats anymore. Welsh rabbit. No, rarebit. Welsh rarebit?
Rarebit?
Is it rabbit?
I feel like it's rabbit.
I say rabbit, but it's rarebit.
That is rarebit. I wonder if it's...
I thought it was pronounced rabbit.
Welsh rabbit... is an actual dish.
So is this, but it's just bread, mustard, and cheese.
That is Welsh rabbit.
That looks dope.
Welsh rabbit has no rabbit at all.
Correct.
That's literally what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess they call it rarebit maybe because it's a company name.
I've never even heard of that.
Rabbit. Or really? Maybe it's just English.
Or something, yeah.
Right, you say it fast enough with a little bit of an accent. Rabbit.
Stone Welsh rabbit. Rabbit, right?
Welsh rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And he was disappointed because there's no rabbit, yeah.
It's also, like, that seems pretty easy to make. Why would you get a frozen version?
That's the thing. Exactly, man. Like, I think you could pull that off.
Yeah. All right, next on the list, frozen chow mein. I also feel like, I'll be honest, chow mein, like, when I was a kid, we used to eat chow mein, like, I feel like once or twice a week.
Yeah, the frozen stuff, right?
La Choy?
Yeah, we did too. La Choy, that was your go-to.
Yeah.
That was the only thing you could take home.
And we were happy if we got it.
Had the water chestnuts in there, the little tiny pieces of corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water chestnuts ended up on the side of my plate.
What happened
and
to
then the noodles, then the hard noodles.
What happened to the tiny corn? I don't see that much anymore in Chinese food.
You mean the frozen or just in general?
No,
just
the little
in
tiny
general.
Ones. Yeah, the little ones.
I feel like when I was a kid, we were eating tiny corn all the time.
Yeah. Is it still rocking on the East? On the East Coast, it was guaranteed you got the little tiny corn.
Mike, when you were a kid, you got Chinese food. Was there tiny corn involved?
I believe there was. I didn't get too much into it, but I believe it was there, yeah.
So what happened to the tiny corn?
Yeah.
I haven't had Chinese food since probably the early 2000s.
Really?
Wow. Just hating on Chinese food?
I am not hating. We are not hating whatsoever. The old man had to lower the sodium intake a bit, so Chinese food
disappears. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Like, you own a home. You're married. You could order.
Get some freaking Chinese food.
I took a look at it. It's very expensive to order Chinese food.
Yes, it is. It is.
And it is.
You'll overorder. It's a guarantee. Right.
But you have leftovers.
Because everything looked great.
And Chinese food is definitely one of those things. Like, I don't know why. Like, if I order a pizza, right? I order a medium pizza. It's just me.
Right.
And you still have some left over. But you're right. Chinese food, it could be just me, but...
I'm getting
two
this,
dinners
getting
and an appetizer.
This and this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, every time.
I ordered the large pizza so I can get as many leftovers as I can.
See, that's
Look, it depends on the place, all right? I'm just thinking Pagliacci, that large is massive, it feels like. But you're right. Other places, you get a large.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, next on the list, and this one's just a fact of the matter that there's other options now, but it's the Boca burgers. Like the original kind of vegetarian burger.
Nah. I think because they were first, I want to say, at least as far as I know. And
correct.
I think everything that's come after them has perfected what they were trying to do.
It was easy to do.
So I think at that point, oh, you're saying they were so bad. They like, just bad. If
well,
anyone
Boca
else
burgers, like I did a month being a vegetarian years ago. Boca burgers were pretty easy because they taste kind of like nothing. Mm-hmm. So whatever I used to cook them on the Foreman grill and then just, I don't know, throw some cheese, ketchup, mustard. It's like, all right, tastes
disguise
like
that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. These are frozen foods. Nobody's eating anymore. Kid cuisine dinners.
I had a lot of those when I was a kid.
Kid cuisine.
I should say
like
my family did.
Like lean cuisine. They had like, kid cuisine.
Those were the blue box.
I'm looking at it now. Okay. So.
Yeah, we didn't do Swanson. We did kid cuisine because there, from time to time there was TV dinner night. And the sisters would get something from kid cuisine, and I always just got a Tony's pizza.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Casey, the kid cuisine mascot? I'm looking at him now. He's a penguin.
No.
But yeah, I'm looking at one of their meals. So it looks like tater tots, the ridged kind of potato chip looking things, a brownie.
The brownie was always in there.
And corn.
Yeah.
Loose corn. And I get it. But also, I feel like technology's come far enough. Like, I just don't feel like people eat as many TV dinners, period.
Did they have different variations of kid cuisine, or was it always...
Probably a couple.
They probably had a couple.
Okay, I'm saying grilled cheese with pudding. All right, okay.
Now, this one's kind of odd. It says frozen breakfast platters. I mean, like, you still see breakfast sandwiches.
So, like a McDonald's breakfast.
Big breakfast. That's what I'm thinking
pancakes,
it's got to be.
Sausage, probably a hash brown on there.
It would also seem hard to cook biscuit. All that and have it all come out cooked at the right same time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you got eggs in there. You got pancakes.
Yeah.
Probably just heat and serve.
Right. So I'm looking at two different ones. Yeah. Scrambled eggs, bacon, hash brown bites, if that's what those things are called. Yeah. They got a couple different versions. Then there's one that kind of looks disgusting. I guess it's a bowl, but it almost looks like scrambled egg helper.
All right. Well, now it's funny because nowadays they definitely like, is it Jimmy Dean? Who does a big frozen thing? They have the bowls and stuff that...
Jimmy Dean has a bowl. I'm looking at it now. The meat lovers.
They got sausages, too, like sausage biscuits.
Yeah, they do. And they have mini ones. Mm. Fish sticks.
Yeah, they're not as big now.
Did you like them when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, we ate fish sticks all the time.
Did your
kids eat fish sticks?
I think when they were really young, so like maybe 2 or 3 years old, but by 5, they'd pretty much aged out of it. And it went more to the chicken nugget world.
Now they just they love just fish and crab.
Well, it's funny because you're right. Kids still love chicken nuggets, but like the fish stick kind of went away.
I feel like you can give your kid fish sticks up until they can start saying what they really do like.
I love fish and chips, though.
Well, and then when I was like 12 or 13, me and my brother thought we were chefs because we would just get white bread. Lay 4 fish sticks on there, a piece of American cheese, and we were making fish sandwiches.
I didn't do it with the cheese, but I throw like hot sauce on there or something. But same thing.
Also, nowadays, man, like some of the frozen fish that's even just kind of like giant fish sticks, right? Yeah. Like the Gordon's Fisherman, he's got like extra crunchy fish fillets. Mm-hmm. It's like,
they're good.
All right.
They're not bad.
Especially with the air fryer.
Yeah. Hot sauce, Old Bay.
I go malt vinegar.
I'm just describing how I make them. Frozen foods no one eats anymore. Frozen orange juice concentrate.
That's a fact. People don't make orange juice.
That was big in my house, too. I remember that. Every summer, man.
I think also, people just don't drink as much juice. Because when I was a kid, it was like, you could drink all the juice you wanted. You couldn't have soda all the time. And then probably like when I was in high school, everybody was like, yo. Turns out the juice has just as much sugar.
If not more.
Juicy
juice cans were huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
Right? But that's what I'm saying. Like, you thought you were being healthy, and then... You know, look,
it's
not a conspiracy theory. The farmers in Florida were smart, and they were like, hey, you got to have this at breakfast. And everybody's like, well, I guess we got to have orange juice.
Well, because you talk about the one thing it does have. Like, hey, vitamin C. Man, you need vitamin C. Your body doesn't retain it. You go, cool. So you just perceive that as being healthy. They didn't say it also has, and that's a ton of sugar, but it does have vitamin C.
It doesn't even have 5% real fruit juice in it.
Correct. And look, nowadays, right, like I don't drink a lot of orange juice, and I know the stuff you're buying is not the best form of vitamin C, right? You can take it, you can eat it in chewables. But one fun part about getting a cold is drinking orange juice.
I drink the piss out of orange juice.
Orange juice is delicious.
It is.
You ever drink a screwdriver anymore?
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, get you a little morning screwy. Salisbury steak makes the list.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of that.
Love them.
Ooh.
I mean, it's a meat for, it's ground beef formed into a steak with brown gravy.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes, corn, little thank brown you, Miles. Inside.
Jesus. All right, here's the, all right, so flam clam strips, fried clam strips makes the list.
I didn't know anyone was eating that.
I never ate clam strips till I moved to the Northwest.
All right.
And realized people love them. Here's the one that I know all three of us are like, you gotta be kidding me. French bread pizza.
Really?
Oh.
It's good stuff. You just gotta have patience.
Okay, to answer your question,
when's the last time anybody bought it?
Within the last 5 years.
I've had it this year.
Within a couple months, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
I'm in it both.
Slacking, Ted.
I love them, but I don't know.
What's your brand?
Oh, Stouffer's.
Oh, we go Red Baron.
Well, here's my issue: is that there's so many frozen pizzas now, sometimes I feel like they're giving them away.
Yeah, I know.
So I just never buy the French bread pizza.
It's still as good as you remember, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.